Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Samech Ches in Masech Tesevim. Some of the topics we'll discuss include, after a story at the end of the previous Daf, in which it was clear that the Movi in which Abaye and Rabbah lived had no sheet over Eruv, the Gemara discusses why indeed they did not make an Eruv, and this discussion leads into the topic of Breira. Since the previous story was about a baby whose hot water spilled on Shabbos, the Gemara tells two more stories about babies whose hot water accidentally spilled on Shabbos, the second of which leads into a machlokes whether a resident who has been mevatel reshus in this chatzar can have the other resident be mevatel the reshus back to him. The daf concludes with a machlokes tanoim, whether a tzeduki is considered like a non-Jew who cannot be mevatel reshus, or like a Jew who can be mevatel reshus. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include, breira is the idea that something can be put into effect on the condition of an as of yet unpredictable outcome, and it will then retroactively become clarified. There is a machlokes tanoim am amaram, whether something that relies on breira is valid. Mevatlin v'chazrin mevatlin is the issue that if one resident of a chatzar was mevatel his reshus to permit the second resident to carry in the chatzar, can the second resident, once he is done, be mevatel his reshus back to the first person? Kechucha v'tlula. Even when the halacha may point in a certain direction, Chazal tried to avoid situations where the halacha would look strange to people and they would mock it.